Okay, so everybody loves talking about software,
Right.
but the future of sauce. I mean,
Yeah.
it doesn't exactly sound like the most thrilling topic for a deep dive.
Yeah, not necessarily the sexiest thing.
Yeah, but stick with us, okay? Because honestly, this is really about way more than just software.
Yeah,
This is
yeah.
about how we work, how we create, even how we connect with each other, like in the future. And
Exactly.
to understand where we're going, we got to look at where we are now.
Right.
Which is why we're diving into this article called The Future of Sauce, Key Trends to Watch.
Great article.
Yeah, it is. And, just a quick reminder for anyone who might not be super familiar with this whole sauce thing,
Sure.
sauce stands for Software as a Service.
Right.
So basically, it's like, think Spotify or Netflix. You pay a subscription, and they handle all the technical stuff like the servers, the updates, all that jazz.
Yeah, all behind the scenes.
Exactly. So what we're going to explore today is, what trends are shaping this massive industry and what it means for all of us, whether we're just using these tools every day or, maybe even thinking about building our own SaaS product one day.
It's a good goal.
Yeah, right.
So jumping right in, one thing that really struck me about the article was this idea of verticalization.
Verticalization.
Yeah, and I know it sounds kind of jargony, but it basically means that sauce companies are becoming more and more specialized. They're really focusing on specific industries and niches.
So, like, instead of having just one giant project management tool that everyone uses,
Right.
we're going to see more tools designed specifically for, say, like lawyers or restaurants.
Exactly. And each of those tools would have features that are tailored to the specific needs of that industry.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, so instead of trying to be everything to everyone,
Yeah.
these sauce companies are becoming experts in certain
Yeah.
areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it makes sense, right? I mean, you get a much better product if the company building it really understands your specific workflow and
Oh,
challenges.
totally. I actually just switched to a product management tool that's built for writers, and honestly, it's been a game changer.
Yeah,
No more like trying to hack together workarounds in a generic tool.
Right, exactly.
But okay, so let's say you are a sauce company and you're deciding to specialize. Like, does that make it harder to stand out?
That's a great question. And you'd think it would, right?
Yeah.
But here's where things get really interesting. The article talks about this idea of ecosystem.
Ecosystems.
Yeah, so as all these SaaS platforms become more specialized, they're also becoming increasingly interconnected.
Okay, hold on. Explain that.
So imagine your project management tool could seamlessly sync with your calendar, your email, even your social media, all in real time.
So it's not just a bunch of separate apps anymore. It's more
No.
like this one big interconnected digital workspace.
Exactly. And that means a smoother, more efficient experience for you, the user. Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. But doesn't that also mean we're becoming more reliant on just a handful of providers?
That's the potential downside for sure. I mean, there are definitely concerns about data privacy and, what happens if one of these big platforms goes down.
Okay, yeah. That is something to think about.
It's a trade-off convenience versus control.
Right, exactly. So, we've got these platforms becoming more specialized, they're connecting with each other. And then on top of all of that, the article also talks about AI. Like the rise of artificial intelligence in SaaS.
Yeah, AI is huge right now.
It is. And so how's AI actually going to change the SaaS landscape? I mean, it's already powering some features we use every day, right? Like chatbots and stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And those are just the beginning. I mean, AI is going to become even more integrated into SaaS with things like, personalized learning pathways and AI assistants that can actually anticipate your needs and automate complex tasks.
Whoa, okay, that's both impressive and kind of scary.
I know, right?
Like, it's cool, but
Yeah.
also, are we handing over too much control to algorithms?
It's a valid concern, and I think that's something we need to be talking about more as a society.
Totally.
Transparency and user control are going to be key as these technologies evolve.
Okay, so to recap, it sounds like the future of sauce is all about personalization,
Definitely.
efficiency, and a whole lot of automation.
It is, and that actually brings up a really interesting question.
Oh.
If SaaS is all about delivering value through software, what does that mean for services that aren't traditionally digital?
Okay. That's what I said.
Like, could a restaurant adopt a sauce-like model
Okay.
where you pay a subscription for a certain number of meals per month and those meals are tailored to your dietary needs? Or what about a gym with personalized workout plans delivered through an app?
Whoa, you're really blowing my mind here.
It's interesting to think about, right?
Because, like, the lines between the digital and physical worlds are definitely blurring.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting to imagine how this could change, how we interact with pretty much every service in the future.
It really is.
So, listeners, What do you think? Could your favorite restaurant, or you know, maybe even your therapist, adopt a sauce model? It's definitely something to think about.
Yeah, it's a good question.
All right, that's it for our deep dive today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.